Radiotopia.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sisters present.
From PRX.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson
and Nikki Silva.
Hi, I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life in prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. The Kitchen Sisters Present is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You're listening to Fugitive Waves, lost recordings and shards of sound, along with new tales of remarkable people from around the world. We're the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson. Here's Davia.
A few years back, I fell in love with a man who lives in London. Every few weeks or months, he would come to see me in San Francisco, or I would fly there to stay with him. When my father, Lenny, a World War II veteran, realized I was commuting back and forth to London, he started filling me with stories of his wartime experiences there. German bombing raids that forced the city underground into the tube stations till the buzz bombs passed. Pretty British girls he dated with names like Daphne and Bubbles. But mostly he talked about Rattleston. Every time I got on the plane, he would remind me that his airbase was in Rattleston, and if I went there into the town pub, I would find his photograph along with his 8th Air Force Squadron there on the wall. It was still there, he said, over 50 years later. Lenny loved England, and for as terrifying as it had been for an 18-year-old who had never been out of the Lower East Side of New York and was now a navigator in the Army Air Corps, flying bombing missions over Germany, he loved his time in the Army, fighting Hitler and fascism and anti-Semitism, meeting guys from places like Kansas and Utah, hearing the swing bands that came and entertained the troops, receiving a salami from Katz's Deli sent to Rattleston by his mother back on Orchard Street. For 5 years, he asked me to go to Rattleston to see the photograph and find his base. I kept saying I would go. Finally, one fine Sunday, Joe agreed and we headed north-northeast of London in search of a pub and a piece of my father's past, the piece he was proudest of. Lenny died on Christmas Eve last year. In his honor, we share this journey with you. Samuel Shelton Robinson helped us produce this story. He's from London. It seemed only right. Davia and Joe on Saturday, May 12th, 2012, on our pilgrimage for the 447th and the 8th Air Force.
So we're just passing Bury St. Edmunds, and we're on our way towards Stowmarket, and I'm looking for the turnoff to Rattlesden. And I have to look for the town of Woolpit, like a pit of wool. Then we go through Woolpit, Woolpit Green, and then we get to Rattleston. And then the actual airfield is a little bit south of Rattleston in a place called Hightown Green. And there's a gliding club, which is the only part of the airfield which is still in use.
These are the birds of Rattleston. Remember those birds, Dad? Do they sound the same? We are now at the Brewer's Arms, which perhaps is the pub that you've been referring to. Homemade food, garden casks, ales, classic wines, Jacob Free-Range eggs for sale. I don't know, Dad, they've got Prosecco. Do you think your photo's in a Prosecco pub? How are you? Hi, I'm Davia from San Francisco.
Hi.
My father was in the U.S. Air Force based here during the war years.
Oh, in Rattleston.
My name's Rebecca. I'm the landlady of the Brewer's Arms in Rattleston.
How did you come to be the landlady here?
I grew up not too far from here.
Do you hear many stories about that time in the 40s when the American airmen were here?
You get quite a few people coming through, sort of year on year, especially during the summer. There's a few people in the village, the sort of older members of the community, that have a few stories to tell. I've heard a lot of stories about the lady who was a landlady then, telling me stories about her parties and things. So.
What kind of parties?
Apparently there used to be a lot of dancing on tables in the 40s. Mabel, that was her name, dancing on the table with Mabel. That's what the old guy said to me that first told me the story. There's some fun things that went on in this building, I think.
And the photographs, Dad has always said there's a pub in Rattleston that has...
I've heard that there were a lot of photographs here. By the time we got here, there wasn't really that much here. I mean, I gave a few things to the local historical society that we found, a few photos, and there was a little plaque that had been presented to the pub at some point as a mark of sort of support and hostelry during the war. So it's kind of within the village. I think some of the photos belonged to families in the village and they had kind of always been here. So some people took things back and things like that.
And what about the local men who fought in the war?
The other pub would know better, anyone that was around, because they're more of a kind of drinky pub. So any of the old guys that do sort of want to sit around and have a pint, and so they tend to go in there. Even though this is the one with all the history, the drinking and the stories tend to happen in the other. This is the Brewer's Arms and that's the Five Bells.
How old an establishment is this?
It's been a pub for the best part of the last 150 years, I think.
So if my dad was in here in 1944, let's say, what would he have been drinking?
It would have been bitter, but it was slightly different to the bitter that they drink these days. It was flatter, and it was hoppier, because it wasn't ever left for as long, and it would have been served straight from the barrel, I think, rather than through pumps. But yeah, it wouldn't have been that different.
What would have been the music he would have been hearing in here then?
I guess it would have been like big band music, really, that kind of music. It was obviously something you could dance to because Mabel danced on tables, so.
Hi, my name is Mark, and we're in Rattleston in Suffolk, Brewer's Arms.
So what kind of presence do you feel, or did you feel growing up, of World War II?
Some stories from my granddad, so I never know about World War II. He was one of them ones that walked in front of the tanks. He used to search for people in the big grass, walk in front of the tank. But he lived, so it was good. He was quite proud, never talked about the war. I saw all his badges and his uniform when I was little, and that's about it. Mentioned a few things here and there. Some people shouldn't talk about it, should they, really? That's what I think. Some people do, some people don't, so there you go.
Thank you so much for talking to
me. Now, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Welcome. But have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
And have a great day for you.
We're at the Five Bells Free House. Nice view.
Hi,
Hiya. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm Davia from San Francisco. My dad was here during World War II, stationed in Rattlesden with the Air Force. And he says that there's a pub in town that he thinks still has a picture of the 8th Air Force.
That was then the Brewer's Arms. And new people took over just over a year ago. And they all got chucked out. All went in the skip. So nobody's got any of them. The builders moved in to do whatever they'd done and just skipped everything, not realising they were actually part of the pub. I'm Debbie Oliver, and this is the Five Bells. What I have got, I'll show you. In the war, if you were lucky to get back, where a lot of people didn't, obviously, you got a certificate like that, which is called the Lucky Bastards Club, because he was obviously lucky to get back. In this 6th day of June, 1944, the fickle finder of fate finds it expedient to trace on the roll of the Lucky Bastards Club the name of Edward Lightley, waist gunner on the Flying Fortress Feather Merchant, for having this day achieved a remarkable record, rallying for and returning no less than 30 times, for having braved the hazards of Hunflak, for bringing to Hitler and his cronies tons of bombs, for bending the Luftwaffe's back, all through the courtesy of the V-111-AAF, who sponsors these programs in the interest of liberty, loving people everywhere. 447 Bomb Group.
Did that come with a pub?
No, that was given to me when all the stuff down there got thrown out. Somebody brought that in for me, because that was the only thing that they'd had, and said, keep it here, because they know I'll put it on the wall and it'll stay.
I bet you're going to become the Informal Historical Society.
There is one in Rattleston, but I don't know who run it. If you go down the road, while you're gone, I'll try and find out when you come back. If I've got a name for you and a phone number,
great.
Give it a go.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
Rattleston Airfield, this way.
We're seeing the goats of Rattleston, Dad. They're quite fat and happy. Creamy white. A lot of daffodils and tulips in bloom. Thatched roofs. Chimneys. We're on really narrow roads, tree-lined, overgrown, wood piles, sort of sagging roofs, kept farmhouses.
I'm trying to keep my eye open for the Glider Society.
Well, Dad, the airfield has been replaced by a grass-fed beef farm. We have just made the right turn up to the gates, and we are at the gate of the airfield. There's a clothesline and a locked gate, and we're going to explore. Let's see how far we can get. Dad, right on our left is a Quonset hut that is being swallowed by nature.
Angkor Wat.
Yeah, it is sort of an Angkor Wat kind of feeling. Quonset hut after Quonset hut.
Well, these are much bigger huts, Quonset hut type buildings, but much, much bigger. I guess that's a new addition, those skylights in the side and the smokestacks, those little smoke chimneys that look like they might have been from the time. They're all sort of green, whether that's with mold or paint, we're not sure. I think it's paint.
310. 393-3696.
Hello?
Dad?
Hello?
Hi, Dad. It's Davey.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. How
I'm
are you doing?
So sorry to wake you up, but I'm standing at Rattleston Airfield.
And yeah.
I just had to hear your voice while staring at the Quonset huts.
Oh, the Quonset huts are there.
The Quonset huts are still there. There's like little Quonset huts in between all the big Quonset huts.
Big Quonset huts were probably mess halls.
Do you remember the number of your Quonset hut?
I didn't have a Quonset hut. I was very lucky. That airfield was originally a British airfield, and my barracks was the women's barracks who were in the RAF, like my girlfriend was, Daphne. And my barracks was a concrete brick barrack with its own toilet and everything else that the Quonset huts didn't have. So if that should be still standing because it was like a permanent fixture.
Dad, I'm going to introduce you. A gentleman's just walking up. What's your name, sir?
I'm Mr. Watts.
Mr. Watts, yeah, this is my father, Leonard Nelson. This is Mr. Watts' dad, who just approached us.
Well, hello there. Hello there.
Hi there. Hey. To talk to a Rattles Indian.
Yeah, have you been over before or not?
Yes, I came over about a dozen years ago.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Maybe more, I can't remember. Those Quonset huts, if they were small, were probably, they handled about a dozen troops in one little Quonset. Mm. Either airmen or else support troops.
Well, I don't think these ones were living quarters here. Quarters were further down the road.
Dad, was the memorial there when you came?
Yes. Okay. What does it say again?
We'll call you from there when we're driving back down.
Very good, sweetheart.
Okay. All right. Over and out.
It's nice to see you over.
Thank you. Coming?
Yeah. Yeah, there's always people turning up here saying either their father or grandfather has been in the area in the war.
What are you farming?
We just farm arable, just wheat, barley, also ripe. Have you been up your control tower?
No. Where is the control tower?
If you go back down here and then turn left, and go straight up, and you'll see it up there. That should be open today, so you might be able to get into it. Just explain who you are, they'll let you in. All right.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Hello, ma'am. Good morning. My name is Davia Nelson, and I'm from San Francisco.
Oh, Judy Northeast.
What's your dog's name?
Sky is her name. I'll take her out for a walk every day because her breeder can't. So, yes, she's lovely, isn't she?
She's so beautiful. My father was here during World War II. He was an American.
Yes. Has he been over since to any of their reunions? Hasn't. Yeah. No.
When are the reunions?
I think they've probably finished now. They had them every couple of years. They used to come over. And we'd sometimes have a meal, you know, for them. I think it was on both sides of the road here. That mainly down at the crossroads down there. That side. You know? That's where they used to take off and do the bombing. Of course, that was before my time. This memorial is dedicated to the men of the 447th Bomb Group and their supporting units in remembrance and gratitude of their fight in the cause of freedom from Rattleson Airfield. Station 126, 1943, to 1945. This memorial was dedicated on the 3rd of June 1984.
What's the music you remember from that time?
The war songs. I'll see you over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.
There'll be the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow, just you wait and see.
What's traditional Rattleston cooking?
I think most of it is what you get from the supermarket, probably now. I don't know whether people still have roast dinners on Sundays, which they used to do. I don't anymore because I'm on my own, but whether families do, probably not. I used to make steak pies and rice pudding following that because it went in the oven together. And roast meat on Sundays and cold meat on Mondays, sometimes made into a shepherd's pie on Tuesdays. Yes, yes. Oh, well, very nice to have met you.
Yeah, you too. Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Sky.
Hi, Dad. Can you hear us?
Yes, now I can.
There's another little memorial in fond memory of Shirley Lee from the 447th Bomb Group. Do you know who that would have been?
Yes, I think it was a woman who kept the archives. By the way, as you made the turn into the towards the airfield off the road, was the village idiot still there?
No.
Oh. Well, he was always there.
Okay.
Greeting us.
We went over to see where you live, Dad, but it's been cleared. What was there now was two pheasants in a mating dance. We just sat transfixed in front of the open field watching these two grouses or pheasants do this sort of dance around each other.
Yeah, how wonderful.
The tower, it's over there, but they're gliding from it today. So we just, But there they were. We saw two of them.
Okay, well, there it goes.
Okay.
Glad you were there.
All right, you can go back to sleep now.
No, I won't be able to. I'm really excited. Okay.
It's beautiful, Dad.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. England has those beautiful days. Great.
Okay, Daddy-o. Okay. Love to you.
Thanks for taking the journey.
Okay.
It is a journey. It's a good one.
Okay, sweet girl.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Daddy-o.
Bye, Joan. Thank
Bye.
You.
Rattleston was produced by Sam Robinson and the Kitchen Sisters in collaboration with Nathan Dalton and Brandy Howell. Special thanks to the National Endowment for the Humanities and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.
Radiotopia is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork.
Thanks also to AdZerk for providing their ad-serving platform to Radiotopia.
If you'd like to become a sponsor of Fugitive Waves or other shows like it, email sponsor@prx.org.
Next episode, you'll be hearing us under our new name, The Kitchen Sisters Present. We're not losing Fugitive Waves, ever. We love that name. But, you know, people ask us, well, where's your podcast, The Kitchen Sisters Podcast? So we decided to change things up a little bit in the new year. Fugitive Waves, soon to be known as The Kitchen Sisters Present, is part of Radiotopia, a collective of some of the most remarkable, beautifully conceived and produced shows out there. Take a listen at radiotopia.fm.
Radiotopia.